listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, we want to look at just a piece of the general qualifications that God gave for leadership from the Apostle Paul to his young protege Titus, who was serving God on the island of Crete. Today, we want to take a look at these particular features of character mentioned in Titus chapter 1, verse 8, that leaders among God's people should be just, holy, and self-controlled. Again, that's from Titus chapter 1, verse 8. You see, if you carefully consider Paul's list of qualifications to look for leaders among God's people, you'll see that those who oversee the work of the church are not to be chosen according to charisma, talent, status, or other such qualities. They should be chosen according to character. They should be the kind of men who can be described by this list in Titus chapter 1. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 3 gives a similar list. And we understand that this isn't a search for or a demand of perfection, but that we should look for the ones who best meet these measures, and that they should be the values of a leader's life. We understand also that this list is for more than leaders. Every Christian should care about this list because it gives God's description of what spiritual maturity and godliness looks like practically. We may never have the calling to leadership among God's people, but every Christian should grow towards the character of a godly leader. We also appreciate this list because in many ways it gives us a wonderful description of Jesus in his earthly life. He perfectly fulfilled all God's expectations for leaders. In this phrase from Titus chapter 1, verse 8, we see that a pastor or a leader in the church should be just, holy, and self-controlled. Another way to say this is that the pastor or leader should be right towards men, loving justice, fairness, and right treatment. He should be just. That's a good and an important quality for all believers. God wants us to care about what is right and what is just. The pastor or leader should also be holy, that is, right towards God. The idea behind holiness is separation. The one who is separated from the anti-God culture all around us and separated unto the God who is himself holy. Holiness isn't something just for leaders. God wants all his people to be holy. Finally, the pastor or leader should be self-controlled. We can think of this as being right towards one's self. The self-controlled person is not ruled by their own appetites. They're able to say no to the desires of the flesh so that they can say yes to God and to God's plan for their life. The person who does not know self-control will never fulfill their God-given destiny, being hindered by the tyranny of self. Matthew Henry wrote this, "How unfit are those to govern a church who cannot govern themselves." That's true for leaders, but it's also true for all followers of Jesus Christ. You see, the three of these go together. Just, that means right towards others. Holy, that means right towards God. Self-controlled, that means you're right towards yourself. But remember that only one person ever lived this way perfectly, Jesus Christ. He fills the life of his people so that they have the power to live in that same direction. So today, look to Jesus to be just. Look to Jesus to be holy. Look to Jesus to be self-controlled. And we also take comfort in the fact that Jesus died to atone for our sin every time that we're not just, we're not holy, or we're not self-controlled. At the end of it all, don't make these lists of character in Titus chapter 1 be a legalistic thing in your life. Let it be something that drives you to greater faith and dependence upon Jesus Christ. You can have that faith and dependence today.
Thank Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.